I always love coming home after vacation time. As last week, I was out of town. Now, I'll be honest, I was out fishing, which was a great retreat, vacation. But here was something that was a little different. Like, I was with four other priests. One lives in the cities, another is in Nebraska, another in the cities, and another one in Illinois or in Indiana. Just great men. Now, it's the start of the year, and so I know many of you, I hope you've had goals, and not just, you know, the normal goals, but some of the spiritual goals. And I always joke because I don't go with this group every year, but it's a lot of blasts with them because they're holy and they're very great men. And we'll be fishing like all day. But to start the day, I'll be honest, it's not a big, like, I'm not jacked up for this. They begin with Mass at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. And then we have a holy hour from like 6:20 to 7:20. And then we're like sitting around and like drinking coffee or kind of slowly getting our sandwiches. And I'm like, guys, can't we do this like at night? I mean, we could go fishing earlier. And well, that's what they do it. All right. I'm not in charge of that. I come with friends and somebody else I love on my vacations not being in charge of anything. And so that was a very great time itself, even though I didn't like it. And I will share that, yeah, I need that. I need to learn and I need to be disciplined with that with friends to take different and try different things. And so it was so blessed with them. And then we come back and coming into my, you know, the second week of ordinary time, we come into that line in the responsorial psalm. And for me, it was just very spiritually to hear, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." I think that's two phrases that we can really bring into our spiritual journey. Here I am, Lord. Nice phrase there to bring to prayer. And I come to do your will. And I remember this last week, "Here I am, Lord." I mean, I'm with four other priests. Like, a lot of them were like praying throughout the day. And usually I would have been sleeping at that time. We're praying, having Mass. "Here we are, Lord, and we are praying for you and our parishioners around the country." And then during the day to have morning prayer with each other, evening prayer, to begin our meals with prayers. And there are times even as a priest I forget that. "Here I am, Lord." So one thought to start is, where... "Here I am." That's a quick, good prayer and praise of thinking, where am I really? Like, here right now, obviously. Here I am, Lord. I'm at church. I'm here. I'm here with you. Praise God. How about when you go to a movie? Oh, it's like, or it's midnight when on the internet, or you're on your cell phone, or screen time, or fishing, or deer hunting. "Here I am, Lord. Am I really here for you? Or am I doing it for myself?" Because the second phrase in that responsorial psalm, "I come to do your will." So no matter where we are, is it for God? "I come to do your will, not my will." And I think, obviously, I'm like a human. Am I always with my Lord during a vacation? Or I'm tired and I want to just watch a movie or blah, 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 right? Now, we heard some really good phrases in the readings. And again, how impactful the scriptures are that you may add into that prayer of those two phrases. I mean, we heard about, from Isaiah, we heard about Israel. That meant the whole community, the Jewish people, the Hebrews. "I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." That was their will that God was calling out to that community. Their will to be a light to the nations. St. Paul, we just started the first letter to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. That was his call. And we know in history, he was one of the best evangelists and writers in all history. And he followed God's will. He wasn't perfect, but he was following his will. And then St. John the Baptist. We heard about him just last weekend with the baptism. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, on whomever you see the Spirit came down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God. That was his will. His whole life, I was to point to the individual that I don't know who it will be, that is the Son of God. That was his will. So here we are, Lord. We come to do your will. And a quick thing you may have heard of before, I think every one of us has a call in God's will. All right, the first is we're all called to be holy, separate of the world. So for instance, right now, we're all holy, being we're outside of the world. We're in church. That's an image of you are holy. You're here. You're not sitting in a bar. You're not ice fishing. You're not doing anything. You're praying. So we're all called to be holy. The second is we're all called to have a vocation. God's will. He's calling you to something. Marriage, a priest, deacon, religious life, singleness. God is calling you to be something. And we're all different. We're all called to different things. I mean, I've shared with my brothers now that have little kids. By the way, little Lily, I wasn't able to fish with her, but she was fishing with my brother, which is his daughter. And she's like a lefty, so she's pointing to the ice hole in the house we were in last week. And my brother, he's pointing at something else. I have no idea what he's doing. Lillian is pointing right at the hole and everything she says is, it's my walleye. It's my walleye. And she's dang good. And that's the same thing. My brother is taking out his little daughter and his wife going ice fishing. That's a call that he gets to do. It's a perk. And then he has a lot of different things that are challenging as a dad and with a wife and a little child. Like many of you, or you might be retired now. You might be kind of towards the end of your job. You're still called to do something. And that's where we get to the third level. What is that mission for your day? What is your mission going home tonight? And the goal is, and I hope we all can do this together as a family, that it doesn't mean to do it like going all out. Okay, I need to think all the time of God, all the time, all the time, all the time. That's not how we are as humans. God is giving us a mission for Him, not necessarily to pray every moment, but to do the job He's asked you to do, wherever we are. And that's why, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. So no matter where you go tonight, tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, always remember that. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Let's do both of those.